It is the good stuff heard right here on your local radio station. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. And you can get your copy weekly. Go to tsln.com. This is Kim and Mike Burge bringing you the good stuff today.
And as we wind down the month of October and head into Halloween, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to a fall hunting trip right here in Cherry County, Nebraska, or maybe an ice fishing trip on one of our many lakes coming up this winter, or start planning next summer's vacation along the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, Smith Falls State Park, or many, many other areas. Check it all out. Visit valentine.org. And Kim, we are just a few days away from Halloween. What do you have to share?
Actually, oh, way to put me on the spot.
You don't have anything for Halloween?
I have a couple of horror stories to add to this edition. Remember, these are like 2 to 3 sentence horror stories.
Got to make you think about them.
Yeah. Some are creepy and some are like spooky and some are like, ooh, I don't know.
Let us have them.
All right. I know it must have been a mistake when the police said I was involved in the aid of kidnapping, but when they told me they had video proof, I became intrigued. I felt myself go from hero to villain as they played the grocery store footage from hours prior, showing me returning a lost girl to who I thought was her dad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, went to the wrong person, apparently. And when mother died, we were faced with the monumental task of cleaning out the house she'd been hoarding in for 4 decades. The roaches and the rats and the dead pets and piles of animal excrement were bad enough. But when we found out that Dad hadn't run out on us all those years ago, we decided to just burn the place down.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Oh, I was driving down the foggy highway when I blinked and all the red taillights of the cars ahead of me suddenly vanished in the mist. I've been driving for 2 hours since then. I haven't seen a single car or exit ramp, and the fog keeps getting thicker.
Everybody disappeared and they don't know where they went to.
That's right. Okay, We better wrap these up here. All my life, my parents have told me not to open the basement door, but I got curious and disobeyed them. What is that glowing ball in the sky? And why does it hurt my eyes?
Oh, that kind of took a little reverse spin, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Oh, no.
This is not Halloween. A woman was walking along the beach, and she stumbled upon an antique oil lamp. She picked it up and rubbed it, and, of course, lo and behold, a genie appeared. The amazed woman asked if she got 3 wishes. The genie said, "Nope. Sorry, 3-wish genies are really a storybook myth. I'm a 1-wish genie. So, what'll it be?" Well, the woman did not hesitate. She said, "I want peace in the Middle East. See this map? I want these countries to stop fighting with each other, and I want all the others to love the Jews and Americans and vice versa. It will bring about world peace and harmony." The genie looked at the map and exclaimed, "Lady, let's be reasonable. These countries have been at war for thousands of years. I'm out of shape after being in a lamp for 2,000 years. I'm good, but not that good. Make another wish, and please, this time, be reasonable, would you?"
Oh.
The woman thought for a minute and said, "Okay, well, I've never been able to find the right man. You know, one that's considerate, with a sense of humor, likes to cook, helps with the house cleaning, gets along with all my family, doesn't watch TV all the time, is faithful, and can dance. That's what I wish for, a good man." The genie let out a sigh and said, "Lady, let me see that stupid map again." You seen that coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I really did. Sorry, I really did. Hey, a lawyer dies and goes to heaven. Another lawyer joke. "This must be a mistake," he says to St. Peter at the Golden Gate. "I'm too young to die. I'm only 50. 50, says St. Peter. "According to our calculations, you're 82. How did you get that?" "We added up your billable hours."
Oh, turnabout is fair play, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks for listening to great radio stations out there like Sundance, Wyoming's KYDT 103.1 FM, Dirt Road Radio. You're listening to The Good Stuff.